Okay, let's do it again. P-O-L. This is conceptual, so it can get a little shorter. In the other world, we develop characters richly. And for instance, Aina. I could get into discussions and things with this cat woman. But hey, come back home again, you know, to Cow Island, that's where we belong. This dream world is so enticing, but so on. And they get in there to the other station and they learn to know people there. And when Pio has one of his transcending experiences of being there in that assembly hall, in other words, world station, he can actually appear there and Aina sees him and tries to reach him, and this way she has contact with him. She can't get over the bridge. Because they're working on repairing it. So that's her only association with him. And he just gets that feeling that he's there. And then at some point, as it was so far at least, the bridge is repaired and, well, what happens that she actually crossed that bridge? Or if she can get there in some other way, I don't know, I mean. Whatever gonna happen, will she take birth in Earth realm, or will she stay there in another world station? I don't know. But that kind of, you can develop each character, and there can be all kinds of actions going on there. As much as we like, I will switch between pretty much actually, so we can allow the story to take on more of an epic Lord of the Rings aura, so to speak, visually and so on, character-wise. And then the Earth here and now in the 60s or 70s kind of thing. We'll contrast with that and can do it in an interesting way, because rather than starting here on Earth, maybe some heroes, whatever, or explorers are contacting other worlds, aliens or whatever, higher beings or whatever. But here we start in the completely different end. And the earthly realm is way off, somewhere out in the outskirts of reality. And this can more be developed by developing the in-between world very much. So you got Car Island, you got the world in between, the dreamland, and then you got the shadow world, whatever. Yeah.